You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
I was going to sing a little number dedicated to the Olympic track team entitled Even a Taxicab Driver Can Make a Running Broad Jump. But the customers have requested a little number written expressly for me by a stuttering songwriter from Alaska entitled Oh, How I Wished I Was in Peoria. It's really quite impossible, folks, to sing the little number all alone, as I must have a little assistance from the cash customers. Well, there's a little strain in the chorus where I sing a little part that goes, Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria. Then everybody joins in and sings, Peoria. That's where everybody joins in. Now, we have a lovely crowd tonight. I want a lot of enthusiasm, lovely crowd. Everybody's either married, broad-minded, or drunk. And we can go right ahead. Now, let's have a little rehearsal. Everybody, please. Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria. No, wrong. The idea is that I have the first Peoria all alone. Now, we'll try it once more, please. Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria.
Peoria.
Tonight. Oh, lovely. A little bit sour, but lovely just the same. Now, we go right ahead, please. SOS, SOS, Captain, are we lost? We have been seen by 111 and when we're tossed. SOS, SOS, Captain, tell me, please. Tell me, Captain, is the boat to be a wreck? Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria.
Peoria.
Tonight. Oh, how I miss my dear old Peoria.
Peoria.
Tonight. Say the legislature passed a Loria, and now they got a bathtub in Peoria. Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria.
Peoria.
Tonight. Now, on the next little chorus, I'm going to ask that no one kindly join in, only the ladies and female impersonators. Watch it very carefully. Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria. I had no idea the convention was so large. Well, I don't care so much for that. I got a better idea. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to use the little spotlight, and whoever I pick out with the light has to sing the second Peoria all alone. And if you fail to sing while in the spot, I'm sorry, but I'll have to fine you 50 cents for not singing. But the money is to be turned over to a worthy cause, to the Chamber of Commerce of the United States, who will build a bungalow in the middle of the Sahara Desert for the senators who voted dry. So watch it, please. Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria.
Peoria.
Ooh, if I'd have known you were coming, we'd had biscuits for dinner. Oh, how I miss my dear old Peoria.
Peoria.
Oh, madam, was there any particular time you had to go home? Hey, the bootleggers in Peoria, the stuff they sell tastes like Castoria. Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria.
Peoria.
Ooh, at first I thought you were going to say Pyrrhea. Madam, where are you going? It's the second door to the left. Oh, don't laugh. A lot of people come down here that don't really know where the telephone booth is. Everybody, oh, how I wish I was in Peoria.
Peoria.
Tonight.
And there's part two of Night at Coffee Dan's, 1928, on Brunswick 4100. That was recorded in L.A. Frank Shaw, Les Poe on the piano, and they're doing I Wished I Was in Peoria. And that sounds, you know, I'd love to go to a place like that, wouldn't you? You know, you'd probably get charged too much for your drinks. They'd probably serve you some wood alcohol, but, you know, it'd be worth it. Be a lot of fun. And that's true. You don't. Nobody has that kind of fun anymore. Everybody's so solemn in the fun they're having that they all look miserable when they're enjoying themselves. And this is Radiola, and I am not miserable when I'm enjoying myself. Honestly, I'm having a wonderful time here doing this show. Probably the only wonderful time I'll have this week, other than listening to it later, and that'll be a really wonderful time because then I'll be just like Coffee Dan's, but. Yes, this Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I don't mind that. I have a bottle opener. We're good here. We're all set, and we got a. Everybody wants a key to my cellar, but they're not getting one. Here's a recording that was an Aretino pressing of Carol C. Clark, who was an African American singer, and he was mainly given this type of material to sing. Although he did record for Columbia before 1910 and did a lot of recordings, but I rather like this. I don't know who the banjoist is. It sounds like it might be Wessel Ossman, who was, you know, did that sort of thing too. But if not, someone will inform me. But boy, I'm getting old and weary, and that's a fact. I'm not that old. I mean, I'm getting there eventually. I'm over the hill, but I'm not way over the hill. The little old cabin in D Lane, and that's what I feel like I'm in right now.
I'm getting old and feeble now. I cannot work no more. I've laid the rusty blade at home to rest. Old master and old miss and dead sleeping side by side. There sit it now, I'm roaming with the blessed. Sixteen and changed about the place, the darky them are gone. I'll never hear them singing in the king. And I'm the only one that's left with this old dog of mine in the little old cabin in the lane. The chimney is falling down and the roof is caving in. I ain't got long around here to remain. But the angels watched over me when I lay down to sleep in the little log cabin in the lane. That now is covered o'er that led us round the hill, and the fences are all going to decay, and the creek is all dried up where we used to go to mill. The time has turned its course another way. I ain't got long to stay here, and what little time I got, I'll try and be contented to remain. Till death shall call my dog and me to find a better home in that little old log cabin in the lane. The chimney's falling down and the roof is caving in. I ain't got long around here to remain. But the angels watched over me when I lay down to sleep in the little log cabin in the lane.
Thank you.
The original Memphis Five on Pathé Actuel, and that's as noisy and rumbly as you'd expect, but well worth the effort. Memphis Glide, 1923. Before that, we go back almost 20 years to 1904. The Columbia Orchestra, pressed on Aretino, Soco March. I don't know where that's from. I don't know who the composer is, but I like it. It's people would play that and promenade around the parlor and try not to run into the furniture, which they had a lot of in those days. Before that, Carol C. Clarke, a great singer and very very unjustly forgotten, but a great performer. The Little Old Cabin in the Lane. And I'm trying not to say D too much. It's really, that's how it's spelled on the label, so I'm being accurate. Just for a change of pace. And this is Radiola, and we do the best show every week that we are capable of doing. I couldn't do a better show if you paid me $1,000 a week to do it. But I don't get paid that. And as the French say, bonne chance. Ain't gonna happen. But I'm having fun with it anyway, so let's just, you know, just enjoy it here, and it's fun. And as far as playing the piano and getting paid, that's what I also say, bonne chance. my French listeners will correct me on the pronunciation. Bob Herring and his orchestra, Chick Bullock on the vocal in 1931. And please don't say this, but, you know, this is what it is. It's spring, and the weather's getting this way. So I love this tune. Ho hum. Exclamation point.
Here now, oh hum, skies are very clear now, oh hum, love is near now, oh you and me, oh hum, April showers, oh hum, lots of pretty flowers, oh hum, happy hours, oh you and me, all the world is sweet once again, heaven's at my feet once again, oh hum, lazy weather, oh hum, feeling like a feather, oh hum, we're together, and so ho hum. Ha ha ha!
that baby bluebird was caught in the rain. Here I sigh, searching the rainbow for my bluebird, but baby bluebird was caught in the rain. Though I'm yearning for the burning sun, only shadows I see. Love brings happiness to everyone, but so far it has forgotten me. Here am I, watching and waiting for my bluebird, but baby bluebird was caught in the rain. Forgotten me. Here am I, watching and waiting for my bluebird, but baby bluebird was caught in the
thank you.
Louis Armstrong, one of his classic recordings, and I think I had to adjust the speed on this because it was not, as it said on the label, 78 RPM. I think it was more like 81 or something. It was really crazy. He was singing this thing in C. That's what he was doing. He wasn't singing it in B natural. He was talented. He could have, but I have to say that must be in C because why would anyone sing the blues in B natural? Unless they were masochistic, then they'd really have the blues. Dallas Blues, 1929. Before that, Rudy Vallee and his Connecticut. And those, you know, those Yankees that he sings with. Not the New York Yankees, but the Connecticut Yankees. 1930. And this was suggested by a listener who mentioned this tune as being a favorite. So I'm playing it. My Bluebird was caught in the rain. So, yes. And I like the tune. Nice lilt to it. Before that, Bob Herring and his orchestra on Perfect. Chick Bullock, Ho Hum, 1931. And this is Radiola, and we have a, you know, we're tired, but we don't yawn. We just, you know, keep moving here. That's the only thing we can do, you know. I gets weary and sick of trying, but not that weary and not that sick of trying. I got to say that. So let us proceed. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm the one that probably needs a more caffeine here. Mildred Hunt, accompanied by the Lant Trio, which is a vocal trio, and Leonard Joy was leading the orchestra in 1929 on Sposen. So, Sposen, let's have a listen to that, shall we?
I know something, but I can't express it. Though there is no better time than now, I have waited hoping you would guess it. I've got to make my feelings known somehow. Supposing I should fall in love with you, do you think that you could love me too? For then I should hold you and caress you. Would it impress you or distress you? For then I should say for you I am. Would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in
you. especially the vineyards, the olive groves, the onions, the yes, it all comes back to me. I'm thinking it all.
Si, signorita.
Ring up the taxi rank and order me a caballero.
Si, signorita.
And when I've gone, don't forget to put the cat, sir, on the flat, sir.
Si, signorita.
Can't you say anything else but si, signorita?
Ah, si, signorita.
I'm off to the moving, Picadillo. But to remember, if anybody asks where I am, say I was hungry and have gone to a fiesta with my brother and siesta. A Picadillo, a little more soul in the guitar. A little more soul, Picadillo. Yeah, that's enough, though. I'm Minnie, the maid of the Joker. My lover, the candy shop walker. I'm throwing a knife, he's a corker. But he can't keep his bees off his porker. Clink, clunk, I struck my guitar. I struck my guitar. If green peas were square, they'd be more popular. Clink, clunk, I struck my guitar. Piccadillo, Piccadillo, the summon of the toreador. Tell him to wipe his feet on the matador. Do you understand?
I see, signorita.
I always wear my dress in chillers when taking a stroll for my dinner. For without it, I might catch a chiller. And you can't always get that thriller. I struck my guitar. I struck my guitar. If I get a chiller, it gives me guitar. Blink, blink, I struck my guitar. I struck my guitar. I struck my guitar. Though I've no appendix, they've lent me a scar. I struck my guitar. Piccadillo, Piccadillo, put out that cigar.
Si, signorita.
Never let me see you smoking one of those again.
Si, signorita.
Always remember, Piccadillo, a cigarillo makes a man ill, but a cigarro makes a man iller. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Ole, 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 yes, that's enough of that. I once lived in old Catalonia. My husband said, stay there, I'll phone you. I said, well, I'm no chaperonia. And you can't leave the old Catalonia. Look, I struck my guitar. I struck my guitar. You know these old Spanish customers are. Think. Look, I struck my guitar. Let me hear you sing, Piccadillo.
I struck my guitar.
Sing, look. I'm sorry I asked you. Go back to your people in Scarborough. Tink, look, tink to your guitar.
There's a fish. Where there's a wishbone, there's a wish. They go together, so do we. Where there's you, there's me. Where there's a valley, there's a hill. Where there's a doctor, there's a pill. They go together, so do we. Where there's you, there's me. We agree, like sugar goes with tea, like honey goes with bee. Wherever you go, I go. Where there's a collar, there's a tie. Where there's a secret, there's a spy. They go together, so do we. Where there's you, there's me. I've been lucky in the game of make-believe, and it's a dull, dull world if you never find someone to call you honey, baby. My ambition is to find a someone who will like the things I say and the things I do. Someone to listen when I tell her where there's a picture, bound to be a frame. Where there's a fire, bound to be a flame. They go together, so do we. Where there's you, there's always me. Where there's a teacher, bound to be a school. Where there's an April, bound to be a fool. They go together, so do we. Where there's you, there's me. We agree, like sugar goes with tea, like honey goes with bee. Whatever you go, I go. Where there's a banker, there's the cash. Where there's a sausage, there's the mash. They go together, so do we. Well, there's you, there's me. Where there's a summer, there's a moon. Where there's a wrinkle, there's a prune. They go together, so do we. Where there's you, there's me.
Jack Halbert, who was a legend in the British entertainment, Where There's You, There's Me, and I think that was from Jack of All Trades. That was 1936. Jack Halbert's wife, whom he married early on, was married to for 62 years, which is a greater achievement maybe than their career, I don't know. Cicely Courtnage, Plonks Her Guitar, which is sounds like this that one that Frank Crummett recorded, a Spanish burlesque. That's part one of that, 1930. But that sounds like that Frank Crummett record, and maybe that's where she got the idea. But that's a fun record, too. But they were married. Boy, they lasted a long time. And I hope everyone does who's in a good relationship. And I intend to hang on to mine until they carry me out of here, which, you know, could be next week. Mildred Hunt, accompanied by the Lant Trio and the Leonard Joy Orchestra, Sposen, 1929. And that's pretty nice. She has sort of a soft voice and goes well with that song. She's not a belter. She's not Sophie Tucker, but then not everybody has to be. And they are not going to carry me out of here next week. They may take at least 2 weeks, I think. And I have to open the door a bit more. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm wider than perhaps many people ought to be, but I'm not that wide. And this is Radiola, and this show is heard on the World Wide Web by a few people. We're going to proceed now. One of my favorite songs, and I play this on the piano, maybe too much, but I love it anyway. Billy Reid and the London Piano Accordion Band, 1932, Lullaby of the Leaves.
Skies can watch me with a million eyes. Oh, sing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaves. Cover me with the heavens blue and let me dream a dream or two. Oh, sing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaves. I'm breezing along with the breeze. I'm hearing a song through the trees. Ooh, that fine melody caressing the shore, familiar to me, I've heard it before. Ooh, that Southland, don't I feel it in my soul? And don't I know I've reached my goal? Oh, sing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaves. Thank you. This is the no.
So what?
I didn't choose it, but I'll never lose it while I've got a no.
I've got a no. Still the same no. I'm not a liar. It's one octave higher, but this is the no. Oh, look, look, look. I've gone into another one. Tell me, do you like this note better than the other one?
No. Back on the no.
Back on the nose.
This is the no.
Oh dear.
This is the first one. It may be the worst one, but I've got a no.
Thank you.
The Delta Four. Oh, yes. I like that group. And I think you got Roy Eldridge in there and Carmen Mastrin and Joe Marsala, Sid Weiss. That's the Four, and they're good. 1935, Swinging on the Famous Door. So, yeah, there are mood swings in this show, and there's some swinging, and there's some moodiness, like most of life. Before that, Harry Roy and his orchestra. Harry Roy and Bill Curry singing I've Got a Note for my doctor, I think. But 1935, begin. That's on Parlophone. Beginning with Regal, Billy Reed and the London Piano Accordion Band, Lullaby of the Leaves. So that's what you're hearing, that rustling out there. That's what it is. And it's actually, you know, even with the construction noise and everything else, it's not too bad. We haven't had a disruption this week, so that's good. I'm happy about that. And this is Radiola, and I'm the, you know, I'm as happy as I have any right to be and as healthy as I have any right to be. It surprises me. Boy, I'm floored, in fact. Art Castle and his Castles in the Air. That's a terrible wordplay, but that's what he called his band. 1938, rather interesting version of this on Bluebird. Sobbin' Blues. Thank you.
you will call me in vain and hang your head and cry. But I'll be far away, I'll not return. Now many times when you're blue, you will miss my hug and kiss when your new lover quits and turns to gold. If you make your own bed hard, don't you call on the Lord, 'cause he's promised you shall reap just what you sow.
There's Lil Armstrong again and her swing orchestra, and then some of those same guys from the Delta Four were in on that, I think. I'm not sure who, but I'll have to look up that personnel again. But they were all studio guys, but played hot. You shall reap what you sow. So watch out what you sow. And that's spelled S-O-W. You're putting it out there in the field. It's going to come up eventually. 1938, and yes, and those people, oh boy, oh lordy, bad stuff and good stuff this week, mostly, but it's good to do this show. I'm doing great, and I apologize to those of you who might be trying to listen on ANFOS, because I guess that's down, maybe permanently, maybe temporarily, but I'll keep you posted on that. But that's a resource I really hated to lose, and that's one of the disasters. And that's more significant than a few notes on a bongo while I'm trying to play Trey the theater organ. Art Castle before that, Sovereign Blues, 1938. So don't sew anything bad, please. Just keep it nice. Thank you for listening. I'm Andy Senior with Radiola every week, as always. And let's shut this console down here. Anona Wynn and Bob Mackworth in 1932. Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
Didn't we have a lovely evening? Our party was a great success.
Oh, didn't Mrs. Smith look stunning? Did you notice Mrs. Jones' new dress?
Oh, rather.
What did Mr. Brown say to Uncle Benny?
Oh, just one of those things. He'd had a few too many.
Uh-huh.
Sure was a hungry crowd. They didn't leave a scrap for Rover.
We ought to feel real proud.
And mighty glad the dancing's over.
No more company to feed, no more papers left to read. What's to do about it?
Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. No more anything to drink.
Oh, leave those dishes in the sink.
What's to do about it?
Simply nighty-night and so to sleep. You're waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear.
No more money.
bank. Only got ourselves to thank. What to do about it?
Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
Didn't they make an awful mess, though? There's been a lot of damage done.
Oh, can't we laugh it off?
I guess so. This is what I call expensive fun. All those little rings made by naughty glasses, those cigarette burns and remains of demitasses.
Now, honey, please don't weep. It's simply that you're weak from laughter. We'd better get some sleep so we can face the morning after. Put out the lights and go to sleep. Simply night is so to sleep. You're waiting now for me to say, I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never was so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spank. What to do about it?